Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers.
Welcome, everyone, to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Tim Tarantine, here with Carla Winchester. Carla, how are you today?
Tim, I am even better now that we have Ronnie Bryant on the line. We are going to be interviewing him today.
Yes.
And he is from the Charlotte Regional Partnership, where he serves as the president and chief executive officer there. And he oversees the 16-county region around Charlotte to work with business attraction and recruitment, expansion and relocation. And he has so much wisdom to share. He's been in economic development for over 20 years. Many people view him as one of the top leaders in economic development. Obviously, he's one of the top 50 in economic development the past couple of years. And he just is not only a great person, but he's a great leader and has so much insight to share. I can't wait.
That he does. And as you know, Charlotte's one of our great regions here in the United States. And Ronnie and the team do an outstanding job. Ronnie, welcome to the call, man.
Thank you, Tim, and thank you, Carla, for this opportunity.
It's good to have you aboard. Ronnie, you've been in the game for quite some time now and leading at a very high level nationally. Let's go back to the genesis of your career. Who would you credit with exposing you or introducing you to economic development?
I was hired by the Shreveport Chamber of Commerce back in 1989 in an effort to be involved in their government affairs program. I had recently left Western Electric /AT&T, and this opportunity came along. And that's where I met a gentleman by the name, recently deceased, Al Kessler, who led the economic development team there in Shreveport. And he really opened my eyes and became my mentor and drove me in this business, pushed me through the institute. And understand, this was a second career for me, like it is for a lot of us. And it really put me in a position that I was able to excel. I spent 5 years there, from there to St. Louis, and had a chance to work with Dick Fleming there in St. Louis. That was very inspirational in itself. And then led my first organization when I went to Pittsburgh. And so that growth from Shreveport under Kessler to St. Louis under Fleming, and then propelled me to my first solo at the top at Pittsburgh and then here in Charlotte. Kind of been a progression that really started with Al Kessler.
Well, we all need those mentors and people to put us in position and introduce us. And it sounds like you've had several good ones along the way. You've been in the business now for a few decades. And here's my question, Ronnie, what lights your fire every day? You keep coming back with passion. You are still just as passionate probably as you were when you got hired by Al in the chamber. When you run into Ronnie Bryant, you can feel the passion for jobs, for your community. What is that thing that's burning inside of you?
Well, I truly believe, Tim, that this is probably one of the most noble professions that you can perform in a community. And I know there are probably others that might deserve that title. But from my perspective, working every day, sometimes against odds, sometimes not being able to receive the accolades that you sometimes wish you could receive, but knowing that at the end of the day, Tim, Collin, when you drive by a building that's had been empty for, in some cases, years, and you see a parking lot now full of vehicles, and knowing that you did what was necessary in an effort to put 30, 40, 50, 100 people to work, that's rewarding. I mean, we really are in the business of wealth creation, in the business of improving the lives of the people in our community. And it's very rewarding. And that's what gets me up every day. And we put up with the battles. I've got the scars. It's a tough day's work regardless. A good day is a day that you take off work. So at the end of the day, you got to have an appreciation for the end game. And, you know, I'm a student of politics. I like being politically engaged. I like being in the know. So there are some attributes of this business that really piques my personal interest, too. I've got a network of colleagues like yourself and others around the country whom, you know, you see 2-3 times a year. That's exciting, too. And, you know, we've got kind of a code among ourselves because we always talk about, you know, you really don't have any great friends in the community you work in. They don't truly understand that the ins and outs of what we try to do. But you can really sit down with your colleagues and really kind of open up and truly understand each other. So that's pretty cool also. So this is a good business. Glad to be part of it and have no intentions of going anywhere soon.
Well, that is good news for us and certainly for the greater Charlotte area. Ronnie, we've got listeners here, and many of whom listen to this podcast, who are not yet in the C-suite in economic development. They're not the chief executive, as you are. They're struggling to make their way. They're trying to build strategic relationships, trying to figure out how to position themselves to get more responsibility as a point leader. What advice do you have for emerging leaders in economic development, having seen all you've seen across the scope of your experience?
Understand, to put this into context, I have a staff here of 14 here that I manage, and relatively young staff, especially on the ED side. I'm very much involved in the Economic Development Institute. I have been since 1990. I teach in 5 basics around the country. So I say that to say that I'm very much involved in the mentoring and the development of future talent in this business. And so my advice to them is to, number one, command the subject matter. You've got to, quote unquote, know your stuff. Do everything you can to become a master of that area, that your area of responsibility. You got to know your stuff. And then another phrase I like to use is, show me that you've got this. I want people around me who, once you and I have an understanding of what the expectation is, I want to be able to forget about it. You follow me? I don't want to have to worry about it. And if you show me that you've got an understanding of the expectation and you've got the drive and the energy and the sense of responsibility to get it done, and then you know your limitations. You know what you don't know, and that's when you seek further advice. And those are people who will go places in this business. Another strong attribute, I think, of rising leaders in this business, you've got to understand how to interact with people and all types of people. You know, like, for example, my board is 94 of my closest friends. You've got to understand dealing with elected officials. You've got to understand dealing with C-level business executives. You've got to understand dealing with the community organizers and just the average Joe on the street. And you've got to command the respect of all of those constituencies. You command that respect by having the persona of being someone who's, I know this, and those same two attributes I mentioned earlier. I know what I'm talking about. And if you trust me with it, we're going to get this done. And I think if you look at the great leaders who've risen in this business, those are the traits that we possess. And leadership appreciates it because you know as well as I do, this is not a full-time job for your volunteer. This is just a little piece of the slice of their pie. And they don't really want to worry about you doing your job. They want to know that you've got it under control. And if you got it under control and you portray that sense of control and that sense of responsibility, great things will happen in your career.
I think that wisdom is going to be very helpful for folks who are trying to get into leadership roles. Let me ask you another very quick question, and then we're going to take a short commercial break. But when you think about the shifts that you're seeing now, even in Charlotte, in North Carolina as a state, in that part of the country, are there challenges that we're facing that we need to be aware of? And everybody talks workforce, Ronnie. We talk to every leader, and everybody agrees that workforce is a topic. But there are other things that economic developers have to navigate. What are some of those challenges you're seeing right now in the marketplace?
Well, I think talent, quantity and quality, it will always be a challenge, especially in certain niche areas. But beyond talent, I think the political environment in a lot of our states, definitely this country in some regards, is more to a conservative position. And in different states approach the practice of economic development different. Even states that would all be considered red states, how they do things can be very different. And sometimes that particular statewide stance, some things can happen that might appear to be anti-business recruitment as it relates to incentives and other types of issues that can truly impact the competitiveness of our state. I think we have to be very savvy in the way we interact with our elected officials, not only at the state level, but at the local level also, and ensure that at least we're speaking up and using our bully pulpit to the extent we can in an effort to ensure that legislation is not passed that makes our job harder. Definitely, it's not easy, because sometimes the individuals involved are so entrenched in a philosophical belief. But we have to continue to beat the drum. And I think that's probably right now one of my, if not my biggest challenge. I'm not having a problem per se with businesses. The basic needs of business has not changed dramatically over the years. I think the type of businesses that we work with is definitely more dynamic. You know, it's one thing to work a major manufacturing facility. It's a unique challenge to be engaged with a small entrepreneurial firm also that has the potential one day to be a big entrepreneurial firm. So you've got to kind of weigh those kinds of opportunities and make sure that you're putting your time and your resources in the right place.
How do you set that priority? I think you made an important point about priorities. And how do you go through a process of setting those priorities? Is that you and your board?
Well, it's probably more at the staff level, but you've got to balance it out, because you can't just focus on big plants, big facilities. I mean, we work a lot of small jobs. Most of my international projects, they might start with just a two-person sales office. There are very few international firms coming over and building a manufacturing facility first blush, unless they've got a built-in customer that they're supplying, like BMW or Boeing or someone like that. But if it's the development of a market, you're dealing with a small entree. But that, for us, that's a good win, because I have several classic examples where that two-person sales office went to a five-person sales and service office, to a warehouse and distribution, and now manufacturing. So you grow with the company. But there's a balance there. You know, how much time do I spend with this company? But you have to do it. You've got to do it. But you also have to continue to work with companies, more so domestic companies, where you're looking at that mega manufacturing facility, that 800,000 square foot facility with a few hundred people in it. All of that, it all balances out. It's not really either or. You got to work both of them.
So, Ronnie, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I want to just let our listening audience know really quick, and then we got one more question for Ronnie. But I wanted to make sure that you knew that Economics is coming up in less than a couple weeks, and you can engage with us. If you go to economics.me, that's E-C-O-N-O-M-I-X, economics.me, you can be a part of the annual conference. We are very close to sold out, and we want to see as many people there. Carla, there's also seats available now for the 2017 summits. Where can they go get more information about that at this point?
You can receive more information about our summit series if you check out our website at consultantconnect.org. Or I know many people have questions or want to talk more directly about which consultants are in which markets. I'm more than happy to talk through any questions that anyone has. You can always reach me at carla@consultantconnect.org.
Thank you, Carla. And Ronnie, I know you've been to summits and you're planning to send some people, I believe, to the annual conference. You've been involved. How important is professional development to economic development?
Well, as I stated earlier, my engagement with our basic economic development programs, as well as the Economic Development Institute at the University of Oklahoma, it's very important. You know, there's an adage that some folks might say that, why should I train people and then they leave me? Well, my belief is that what if I don't train them and they stay? So I'm much more interested in training people and helping them stay. That way I've got an educated workforce within my office. Well, I'm also a strong proponent of professional development within my 16 counties. Our annual golf tournament, the proceeds from that golf tournament is actually used to provide scholarships for the staff of each of our counties in an effort to go to any accredited economic development program. You know, whereas some of our counties might not have the budget in an effort to go send somebody somewhere for a week. So we help them out with the tuition or some other aspect of that expense. To answer your question, I think it's very important. You just don't wake up and claim you want to do this business. You need to learn how to do this business and get some professional training and engage within a professional organization and get out and understand the nuances of this business. And the more training you get, the better you are and the more competitively you as an individual are positioned for success in this business.
I think you're right. Final question, Ronnie, and then we got to get out of here because I know your time is precious and we appreciate you coming on today. When you look ahead 5 years, you stated earlier that you are not planning to go anywhere. You love this business. You love what you do every day. What excites you most about the future, the next 5 years of leadership?
Well, here in Charlotte, I've been here 11 years, longest tenure anywhere in my career, and it has just been amazing watching the evolution of one of the greatest markets in this country. Every year I've got two or three new office towers coming up. I've got new industrial parks. Our industrial campus is coming online. We're adding 100,000 people a year here. It's just been amazing watching it and being a part of the transformation and knowing that personally and professionally as well as our organization, we're playing a role in this growth and in this development. That's what keeps me going. I got to say, I love it here for a lot of different reasons, and I'm just very, very excited about watching this place really become one of the top markets in the country.
Absolutely, and we are excited about continuing to watch you and your leadership. Ronnie Bryant, thanks for being on the call today. Congratulations on the honor of being referred and recommended as one of the nation's top 50 economic developers, and we're cheering for you from all over the country to continue the great work in Charlotte. Thanks for all you do, and we hope to talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, caller. And you guys take care.
Thanks for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, an organization working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.org or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.